This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is in line to receive more than $50 million over the next 9 years as part of its share of Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy deal. CPR's Megan Verlee explains the state is part of a lawsuit against the company for its role in the opioid epidemic.
Colorado is one of 15 states that dropped their objection to Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy plan after the family that owns the company agreed to pay more money and to make millions of internal documents available to the public. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says getting that record is vital.
I don't want this shrouded in non-disclosure agreements or attorney-client privilege protections. I want the story out there so we understand how this happened, why this happened, and how it could never happen again.
Colorado's share of the payout will go to programs that address opioid addiction. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An outbreak of COVID-19 stemming from last month's Country Jam Music Festival in Mesa County officially stands at 19 cases, but CPR's Dina Sieg explains the real number could be higher.
Jeff Coor, head of Mesa County Public Health, says that number is likely just how many Colorado residents have gotten sick so far from the outbreak. It's unclear how many people from out of state contracted COVID at the famed festival, which draws tens of thousands. But Coor says outdoor events have not been a big driver of cases. Infections across Mesa County remain high, however. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Major League Baseball's All-Star events begin today, heading into Tuesday's game in Denver. They include the opening of a park for kids downtown and the unveiling of a renovated ball field at a Denver high school. Other events are at the Colorado Convention Center. This is CPR News.